limit. Break the limit. Break the limit. Break the obstacles. Up, up, and up. For he has broken the grace of blood. He has cut asunder the bars of iron. Oh, let us go. The brand is a man of God. He has yellow brothers.
Holy, holy, holy. patient one, the faithful one, the creator of heaven and of earth, the sovereign king, the supreme master. Worship him, who that was, that is to come. Prophet, worship unto him tonight. He is worthy. You didn't make yourself, he made you. You didn't pay for the air you are breathing, he gave you free of charge. He is worthy of our worship. Come on, in your own way, in your own language, give him worship. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We worship you, the Almighty One. We give you praise, Master Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. One more thing before you take your seat tonight. I'd like you to place your right hand on your head and pray just one prayer. Whisper it perhaps. Cry it perhaps. Shout it perhaps. But let it come from the depths of your being. And let God hear you say something to him. And what is that prayer? Lord, you didn't bring me here by chance. You brought me here by divine arrangement. That which is your plan for why I'm existing till now and I'm standing in this hall today, this night, let it not escape me. Let it not escape me. Let it not escape me. Is that a prayer to be prayed? Open your mouth and pray that prayer now. Shade vede vedi gala parata pele de bodo bodo bede gede ya. Jede vede kere te pele kere de bodo. Ipalo vede gina mala parata tayale de vede gya. Je preto pele te keni libra da bade golo pre grodo bodo golo pre da bodo sha. Before time, O God, the determinate counsel of heaven decided that a day and a time and a moment like this, I will be standing here. Lord, before today was, you made it from eternity. It is simply been played into reality. I ask of you, my Father, that which made you to plan today to occur in my life, that which made you to ordain today to be in my life, let that cancel, let that will, let that decision, let that intent, let that desire be accomplished in my life today. Let it be accomplished in my life today. Let it be accomplished in my life tonight. Let it be accomplished. Let it be accomplished. Oh God of heaven, just as you didn't consult with me before deciding today, give you express permission tonight. Don't consult with me before accomplishing your work. Don't consult with me before doing what you desire. Don't consult with me. I give you permission to invade my being. I give you permission to invade my life. I give you permission. You have your way in my life tonight. Have your way in my life tonight. Have your way, oh God. Oh, have your way, have your way, have your way. Break it to my mind, break it to my spirit. Cross the barriers, oh God. Go through my carnality and touch the depths of my spirit. Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, oh God. Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. This is the day that you have made. You had a reason for making this day. We are here tonight because that day was made by you. We ask that tonight, that which you desire, that you saw, that was your vision for making us to see today, we give you permission to invade our life and establish it tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Anybody excited to be in God's presence? Put those hands together. Give God a shout of praise in this place. As you take your seat in this awesome presence of God. I'd like to appreciate God Almighty for this privilege of standing on this exalted and honored altar, and our daddy for the elders of the house, pastors. Good evening, sirs. God bless you. First Chronicles chapter 5.
The journey that we are on today started, I think, this year, sir. The basis of Christianity. The journey started this year, and from last night, the one that I witnessed, from last night, prayers have been prayed, and this afternoon, same pattern of prayer was being prayed. And we've been crying for the mercy of God to arrest foundational issues that have become an impediment on our journey of faith. I want to toe that line briefly. I'm trusting that the next few minutes we will be able to see the mind of God, possibly pray, or let's see how the Holy Ghost will help us. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Are you there? Can I read? Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but for as much as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given unto the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. For Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler. But the birthright was Joseph's. God is a God of genealogy. God respects genealogy. God believes in genealogy. You are a student of the world, you will see a lot of record about genealogy. Matter of fact, the New Testament, as we have it, opens with a record of genealogy. And in the pattern of genealogy that God established, he chooses to establish it in a way that people will be called after his name. The men he entered covenant with, the men he established relationship with, their story, their history were to be written after his name. In Genesis 12, we saw God begin a journey of covenant with a man called Abraham. And when he was through with Abraham, God was called the God of Abraham. And after Abraham, Isaac came, God still chose to be called the God of Abraham,